Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Colbert.
Stephen.
Ted Smith.
The. Is it Ted or is it Len?
It is right through the tunnel. These guys have teams and talents. The writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late-night joke and from whom? Or could it be a the Ted Smith original?
The IRS is getting its seventh leader since January. The IRS is kind of like the Jennifer Lopez of government.
The Ted Smith.
Yes. Yeah, that is me.
That's a good one, though.
Yeah, she's got a lot of rings.
Her and Tom Brady have about the same.
I know. Did you see those photos of Affleck and her together the other night at some premiere?
Your Jello?
Yeah, and they're no. Like, oh, there's still a spark there. Like, yeah, as long as they're not married, there's a spark.
Yeah, because they can both get laid.
Organizers in Denver hosted a Taco Bell Ultra Marathon, where participants stop and eat at 9 Taco Bell locations over a 31-mile course, and must order a Chalupa Supreme by the 4th stop and an ambulance by the 5th.
Ballot.
Seth.
Seth.
Organizers in Denver hosted a Taco Bell Ultra Marathon where participants stop and eat at 9 Taco Bell locations over a 31-mile course and must order a Chalupa Supreme by the 4th stop and an ambulance by the 5th.
I heard a little audio from that. One girl was like, I've had a cheesy roll up in my waist for 4 miles.
God. That's baby. Phrasing.
I'm with you. I'm like, ah.
I know what you mean, but damn.
Taylor Swift
broke
multiple Spotify records, including most streams, in a single day with the fate of Ophelia. Shakespeare was like, our Darth slayeth again.
Colbert.
Fallon.
Taylor broke multiple Spotify records, including most streams, in a single day with the fate of Ophelia. Shakespeare was like, I doth slayeth again.
Take a timeout. Pharmacy chain Rite Aid announced last week that it's officially closed all of its stores. Ugh. Tough break for all the people still waiting in line.
Seth Fallon.
That's Seth.
The pharmacy chain Rite Aid announced last week that it has officially closed all of its locations. Oh, tough break for the thousands of customers who are still in line.
You could also stop chopping down trees in Brazil now.
Why is that?
Do you remember how long those receipts were?
Oh, you're right,
Aid?
Dude.
Yeah, I think
bought
so.
Two things. Why is there 18 feet of paper?
Like that big. It's wild. That doesn't shock me. They've been kind of getting phased out over the years.
Who bought them? The Walgreens buy them?
See, that's what I was saying to Mike yesterday, because he was like, how could pharmacies not stay in business? And I go, well, it's not just the pharmacies can't stay in business. They get bought by other, again, private equity firms.
Right.
And then they're basically just going to close them and consolidate it into one. So that's why you're going to see CVSs everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's CVS Walgreens.
CVS Walgreens. Yeah. I think they're buying them all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what's fun about sports. Competition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Get to pick your favorite.
Mike, I think it was you just last week talking about old Dick Van Dyke.
Indeed.
How he's 99. His birthday is in December. If you don't know Dick Van Dyke, he's like him and his brother, right?
Jerry. Jerry Van Dyke.
Yeah, weren't the both of them kind of famous?
Dick Van Dyke had the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Was it Coach?
Right, Jerry was on Coach.
All right, yeah.
But they were both pretty funny and hilarious. So anyhow, he just said, it'd be kind of funny if I didn't make it.
Hilarious.
Make it to 100?
Yeah. Which, to me, this isn't dark or weird. Like, he's a comedian. He's just
right.
Like, look, it's in December. I'm only a few months away. That'd be kind of funny if I didn't make
it. Yeah, if he checks out when he's 99 and 364 days old, yeah, that'd be hilarious.
Yeah, right.
Then it's funny.
Then it's funny.
He says, quote, I brag somehow about how I made it to 100. Then turns out, I didn't know I was going to live this long. I wouldn't take better care of myself. It's frustrating to know I don't know what I did right other than my wife. I didn't do anything right.
You know, he goes to the gym every day.
Right?
He has nothing else to do.
About to say, he takes great care of himself.
He does.
The guy can still dance.
Damn.
Yeah.
I can't even dance now.
I think he came out like, 2 years ago?
I couldn't dance
like
then.
And he's still
his wife's only 54.
Oh, really?
Good man.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. He puts the in Van Dyke, doesn't he?
Yeah. Well, you got it. Everybody knows to stay active and stuff. But you especially see it, you know, with especially our age group, right? How different people age and everything else. I will say, kind of dark, but my grandparents, right? Like, they were going to have their 50th wedding anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're old school. They're pretty, you know, like, we got to wait to whatever. And somewhere along the line, they said, let's just have a couple months of the summertime. Everybody's free. Thank God. Grandma didn't make it that much longer. Oh, but that was one of those things.
God.
Like, thank God we had that wedding anniversary.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, so I get where Dick Van Dyke's coming from. Like, oh, almost there.
Who knows?
Man. Who was the last one? Betty White that was close to that?
She almost made it.
Yeah.
She was like a month away.
Yeah. And I thought Dolly
really?
Was... I thought Dolly was older
than
79.
Yeah.
We don't talk about Dolly just yet.
I know that. I'm just
saying.
She's
still hanging.
I know she's not doing well. What I'm saying is, right. For some reason, I thought she was in her like mid-80s.
I thought she was a lot older, too.
Yeah.
I mean, also, Willie's way up there, I feel like.
Oh, God. Willie's like, he's like 90, though.
Damn. Just 90?
I'm almost positive he's 90. And like, look, I saw him out there at the Gorge Memorial Day. Like, it's cool, but like, I just hope he still wants to do it. And there's not just people pushing him to do it, right? Because he sounds like a 90-year-old dude. So, and I get it. His son's a good singer. They sing most of it. But you're like, damn, Willie.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I don't think anybody said it like that. Damn, Willie.
Damn, Willie. What you doing?
Making the Stones, he gets up there and dances for 2 hours and 15 minutes. So you know he wants to be there. And he can.
Yes.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I got a list here of some pop culture costumes for Halloween this year.
Okay.
All right.
Some of these are tough, right?
So the big ones this year specifically.
Right. Like number 14 on the list is Just Go with Sabrina Carpenter.
Nice.
How are you going to pull that off?
A lot of them aren't.
I would do a great job.
All right. A lot of them are not going to pull it off.
I guess that's the point I was making. Right. I was just being nice.
What if they're close?
I want a lot of beautiful blonde women crawling on their hands and knees.
Well, yeah, but... If you don't look like Sabrina Carpenter at all, let's not put on a blonde wig and carry a fake espresso and think we're looking like Sabrina Carpenter.
That's right.
You're not.
That's right.
Right.
You're looking like the blind date we didn't want to go on in the first place.
Call me Sabrina.
Right. Like, I'm not going as the Thunder from Down Under.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, those ladies these days, they know how to make themselves look close.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, with the makeup, with the hair, they can perform more miracles
and her outfits are kind of... separated enough from just your traditional dressing. You know, she's got a lot of very burlesque wear. She's got a lot of very flashy wear. So if you were to wear a blonde wig with that and carry around a fake espresso, I know what you're doing.
It's not that you can't pull it off. It's not that we don't know who you are. But I will maintain. I go to Comic-Con with my daughter every year. And I appreciate that so many people want to be Slave Leia.
Yeah.
I think maybe they need to format the movie to fit your TV screen because we have very different ideas of what she looked like.
Right, and these are pop culture ones. So you could be a Labubu.
Oh, God. Okay.
All right. Now, this
that
one.
That makes sense. They're monsters.
I mean, you could, the thing, I would be like, that is a great outfit. And then they'd have to tell me they're a Labubu.
Here's the one I think. Again, you'd have to be skinny. You could get wigs, but you go as Oasis.
All right.
Well, just punch your brother the entire night.
Yeah, right. What is it? Liam and
you get to fight Noel.
And Noel Gallagher.
They'd probably like a sport coat,
but
t-shirt.
Easy way
jeans.
Out of the parties. You just start to fight with each other, then you can leave.
Well, we should.
Good night, everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
We're done.
Oh, yeah. And you can just get to be a complete D the whole night to everybody.
Everybody.
You don't have to do right.
You don't have to wait in line in the bathroom.
Move, mate.
You could do all the drugs you want. You could be a hot, complete mess and just be like, we're Oasis.
You know, you're just dressing up, Ted. You don't actually have to be like the person.
Well, that's what makes a character a character, Mike.
I dressed as a scream guy and killed at least seven people at the party.
Stabbing people.
Oh, yeah. They thought it was awesome.
Prank calls.
Well, like one year, me and my buddy dressed as Southern rappers.
All right.
So we had in fake grills. But it is odd over the course of the night. Like, I had a friend there and I had not spent a lot of time with his wife. And so I was like, oh, this is my chance to talk to her. Then, like, after a while, I realized, like, I'm having a serious conversation with this grill in my mouth. Like, like, she must think I'm an idiot.
Can we talk about the social, political, economic state of the country right now?
You let them in.
What else is on there? You could be Brad Pitt as Sonny Hayes in F1.
Okay.
You can't, but.
Right. That's right. Like me.
Who are you?
She
I'm
wants
Brad
to be.
Pitt.
She's Sabrina Carpenter. I get to be sure. Brad Pitt, all right?
Exactly.
No, you're just in an F1 jumpsuit.
Right. Yeah. Right.
What are you, hazmat?
All right, come on, man.
Yes, there's a few other ones in there. Gladys and Weapons, Taylor Swift, Life of a Showgirl era. You could be the girl group Hunter X.
Okay.
K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yeah.
I keep hearing about it, but I know nothing. I don't know what it is.
I think that's on Netflix.
Is it a TV show? So it's not like a band.
It could be your kid's favorite YouTuber, Miss Rachel.
Okay.
Don't know her.
She's for babies. She's early development learning. She's,
oh, God.
She's
okay.
Teaching, you know,
all right, yeah.
Words and what. She's Sesame Street for this.
Okay. All right.
Either way, there's some ideas for you. Do what you want.
I'm going to go with Sabrina Carpenter.
Hell yeah.
If you want to, Jesus.
Mitchell.
And your blonde wig.
Yeah. Say something. Say something.
You probably obviously know this, but with the rain delay, the Mariners are still in action, so you can watch the end of that game tonight.
But you know that.
Yep.
You're right. Hopefully you hear us in the background.
Right. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.